And Hal Gill joins us now, Predators radio analyst, will be on the call tonight. Hal, what do you make of that kind of argument that we were just kicking back a little bit about? If there's one pitfall we worry about, it's that maybe the Preds run into a team with a superstar on fire.
Well, I guess you have a good point, but I'll counter that with who are they going to play against? Who are they going to beat up on? Because right now I think the Preds have three good sets of D and four great lines. I really think their fourth line for the Preds is one of the better lines out there. They're consistently playing in a defensive role and doing it well. So I think they're built to withstand a skilled player. I think they have the guys to do it. And not only do they have the guys to play against them defensively, but I think the defensive players like PK Subban and Matthias Ekholm can counter and go back at them. So sometimes that puts the offense on their heels.
And it's funny because we were just kicking it back and forth about last year, how when they played the team with the superstars in Chicago, it didn't matter. They swept them four straight. And then when they played the team with the superstars in Pittsburgh, it was the superstars who really gave the Preds a bunch of headaches, and Crosby and Malkin and so on and so forth. But the big difference between those two series, Ryan Johansson didn't play. Are we maybe underrating some of the high-end guys on this roster when we talk about other team superstars?
Well, I mean, that's the NHL. You know, you talk about Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin. You know, they're the best players in the world. So it's tough to say, hey, we're just going to shut them right down. It's not that easy, And I think maybe everyone's looking at it, if we can shut down Chicago, then, hey, we can shut down anyone, you know, but it's not always that easy. But I will say I've been impressed with Ryan Johansson the last few days. He's shown and proven that he is he's that $8 million guy. He's playing some great hockey, physical, strong. He's such a big body. He's been really good. And you have other guys that are kind of filling into that sniper role. Kevin Fiala has played great hockey. And, you know, there's some guys, you know, we always talk about Arvidsson and Forsberg. But there's other guys that are doing the job. And there's so many good role players that I think it complements the skill that they have.
Hal, when you get in a situation like they are these next couple where you're playing back-to-backs and it's on the road and you're all of those kinds of things. I mean, obviously you have to adjust what you're doing, you know, between today and tomorrow. But how much do those back-to-backs take it out of you maybe for the next game, you know, a day or two later?
That's a great point, because you can play the back-to-back and you feel all right. You wake up the next day and you're kaput, and it's hard to bounce back from that. Sometimes it's the third game in four nights that's the hardest. So that'll be in Montreal, and we'll find out. I think the way the lines are set up, Laviolette can roll through them, which keeps minutes under 20, and it's a lot easier to do that. If you're playing 28, 29 minutes on a back-to-back, then that becomes a lot, and that takes a lot out of you. But if you can roll through and get the D out there with 20 minutes, I think they'll be all right. A big part goes back to the depth of the team, that they can put out four lines. It makes it a lot easier, especially on the road.
Does the average hockey team travel with, you know, a masseuse or a muscle guy? I know they have doctors, but they've got all of that kind of stuff, so you can go in and get a massage and you can do that kind of thing.
Yeah, these guys don't. It's funny because we were talking about it. You get a per diem, you get money for every day that you're on road to go eat. And now it's becoming more, hey, we have food for you. The nutrition is so important. And then you guys will sign up to go get a massage after practice on an off day. It's treatment all the time in the hotel. Yeah, they're taking care of their bodies. They don't. It's not like the old days where you go out and have beer and chicken wings after practice. And these guys are.
But you miss those days, don't you?
I sure do. That's what I do now. I'm back in the old days.
Preds radio analyst Hal Gill's our guest here on Jared and the GM live out at Village Pub tonight. The Preds take on Toronto. Come on out to Village Pub in East Nashville to watch the game. Hal, what did you make of Monday night's game? I mean, I came away from that one, and I thought that was a real character win from the Predators because it could have been very easy at 4-2 to kind of pack it in and say, all right, well, head to Canada and take care of business there. But the team did not give up. They fought the whole third period, finally broke through, and then broke through again in overtime. What did you take away from Monday night's game?
I just thought the way they handled themselves, it was, you know, there's a lot of times you go down and you have some goals that went in and you, and maybe you panic a little bit, try to get it back right away. They were patient. They took their time. They played a good, solid defensive game. I thought the Islanders played a pretty solid game down the stretch, and I was impressed that the Preds found a way to get that goal to the equalize, and that overtime period was insane. It was awesome. Back and forth. You know, big saves, big shots. It was a lot of fun.
Hal Gill, our guest, will be on the broadcast tonight. Your thoughts on Toronto? I know the Preds don't see them very often, but a good, young, exciting team. What do you think of them tonight?
I'm excited to watch them because they're young, talented, fast. You know, they got some good players. Austin Matthews is a lot of fun to watch. He's a guy that can score at any time. He's got a deadly shot. Mitch Marner is an energy speed guy. He's going to be buzzing around out there. It's similar to the Islanders. It's a lot of offense. I think it's going to be a fun game.
He is Hal Gill. He'll be on the call tonight right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Hal, appreciate it. We'll see you tonight.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Hal.
You have Hal Gill, former Pred defenseman and current Preds radio analyst, joining us here on the show.